This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello everyone, this is Jeff, VK5JB, for John, VK5RJ, who's still away on holidays. As you would know, Paul, VK5PH, is the AHARS Training and Assessment Coordinator. And since April this year, Paul and his team have enabled over 50 new candidates to become licensed amateur operators. Paul advises that there's only one more training event planned for the rest of this year. So if you know of anyone who wants to get licensed, please direct them to the AHARS website, ahars.au, and to the Get Licensed tab, where they can lodge an expression of interest. Paul will take it from there. Don't delay, act now. 2 weeks ago, I mentioned Dean's boat anchor net. This week, I want to feature the ANZA net. This is a DX net focused on Australia, New Zealand and Africa, but receives calls from stations worldwide. Shirley, VK5 Yankee Lima, alternates as net controller with Paul, VK5 PAS, every Thursday, with call-ins being taken from 0500 UTC. Shirley says she started out in this net a few years ago with a friend, Lynn, VK4 SWE. She says Thursday was deemed Ladies' Day by her friend John, VK4 Lima Juliet, now a silent key. Shirley says that she has worked 65 countries via the ANZA net, so if you're a DX hunter and would like to try the ANZA net, please go to the ANZA homepage at anzadx.net. Thanks, Shirley. Space weather has been active again. On October the 11th, when I recorded this broadcast, the A and K indices were very high, meaning geomagnetic conditions are active between G2 and G5. Locally, this can translate as sporadic radio blackouts and aurora activity to mid-latitudes, but you'll need to keep an eye on spaceweather.com or sws.bomb.gov.au to check up. In fact, there's so much geomagnetic activity that electric currents are reported to be running through the ground in central north USA and in the Appalachian Mountain region. That certainly would make you think twice about the earth stake. Now, a reminder that our end-of-year lunch is on Sunday, 24th November, at the Belair Hotel. I'll circulate AHARS members with the menu so you can order. Lastly, our next AHARS meeting will be this coming Thursday at 7:30 p.m. sharp at the usual place, Blackwood Uniting Church. Visitors are always welcome. This month, Graham will present a talk on the CFS air support operations. So see you there. That's it for now. So 73 until next time from AHARS.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Good day, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, with all the Northeast Radio Club news for members and other listeners. Now, last Friday night's general meeting was an excellent interview conducted by Tony, VK5FBIC, with long-time Northeast Radio Club member and well-known guru, Horst, VK5HY. And in this interview, Horst told us about his very interesting life in electronics and amateur radio and how he grew up and developed these interests, and then how he migrated to Australia. So thanks very much to Tony, VK5FBIC, and Horst, VK5HY, for this profile of one of the Northeast Radio Club's senior experts. Now, the next meeting of the Northeast Radio Club is on Friday, the 25th of October, and it will be a construction night, presented by Ian, VK5CZ. He will show us how to build an end-fed antenna for portable use. Now, the Northeast Radio Club is providing materials at a reasonable cost for anyone wishing to construct this antenna. So notify Tony, VK5FBIC, if you wish to build this project. And now the Northeast Radio Club is taking orders for merchandise, which will be T-shirts and jackets and caps with your name and call sign emblazoned on them. And also it'll have the club logo. So get in touch with Graham, VK5GM, to place your order. Well, that's it for this week. Keep on staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's next meeting is next Friday, the 18th of October, this month with a talk from Grant, VK5GR, on how to find and work rare DX stations using the new FT8 variants such as SuperFox. Doors open at 7 p.m, with a presentation starting at 7:30 p.m. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast via Zoom, and the presentation will also be recorded for later viewing on YouTube. AREG's amateur radio car boot sale is now only 2 weeks away, coming up on Saturday the 26th of October. The seller area is looking pretty busy now, but we've still got a few spots available, so if you're looking to get rid of some of that much-loved radio equipment, get in contact with us ASAP. Just like last year, the event will be held at the David Roche Park, the Dogs SA facility in Kilburn, opening for sellers at 9:30 a.m. and buyers at 10 a.m. The car park area will be packed with sellers, and have also got a lot going on in the hall area, including sales and displays from local amateur radio clubs, lots of new radio goodies from Elite Communications and VK Radio, and you'll also be able to pick up your cards from the QSL Bureau. Outside the hall, the site canteen and coffee van will be available for food and drink, and there'll be microwave band demonstrations from Nick VK3BA and Ian VK5ZD, as well as EME demonstrations from David VK5KK. The entry fee will be $5 for buyers, $10 for a seller car park spot, with an extra $5 for a trailer spot. We're still accepting bookings, so email vk5arg@areg.org.au to reserve one of the last available spots. As usual, for more information on AREG's upcoming events, check out the website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. We've got some good news. The Fluorio Link Repeater Project is now up and running. Last Sunday, members of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club with Brian, VK5VI, went up to our Wollunga Hill site and installed the Link Repeater System. It is linked from our Wollunga Hill site, 146675, and linked to Victor Harbour on 70 centimetres, 438525. Now, you do need a subtone of 91.5 to access both repeaters. We'd like to thank Brian, VK5VI, and Jeff Farmer, VK5GF, for their help and support, and Dean, VK5HMV, for the guidance of getting this project up and running. Also, on Thursday the 24th of October, SCARC will meet at its new club rooms at Hastings Street, Seaford Meadows, from 6:30 p.m. We hope to see you there. This will be our first general meeting at the new club rooms. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.